Yes, Rhonda, I still drink coffee late into the afternoon, and I know if I've got just one mouthful left, and I'll search until I find it. Nothing's changed. I'm bringing the gospel reading this morning, which comes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 16. And it's from the Message. When Jesus saw his ministry drawing huge crowds, he climbed a hillside. Those who were apprenticed to him, the committed, climbed with him. Arriving at a quiet place, he sat down and taught his climbing companions. This is what he said. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God and his rule. You're blessed when you feel you've lost what is most dear to you. Only then can you be embraced by the one most dear to you. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are. No more, no less. That's the moment you find yourselves proud owners of everything that can't be bought. You're blessed when you're working up a good appetite for God. He's food and drink in the best meal you'll ever eat. You're blessed when you care. At the moment of being careful, you find yourselves cared for. You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. That's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family. You're blessed when your commitment to God provokes persecution. The persecution drives you even deeper into God's kingdom. Not only that, count yourselves blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit me. What it means is that the truth is too close for comfort and they are uncomfortable. You can be glad when that happens. Give a cheer even, for though they don't like it, I do. And all heaven applauds. And know that you are in good company. My prophets and witnesses have always gotten into this kind of trouble. Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavours of the earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out God colours in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Amen.
Part of our conversation, certainly for here over the last few months, has been about discipleship and what it means to actually be disciples. not only what it means, but what does it look like and how do you actually do it? Because it's a great word to sort of, we should be disciples, but at the end of it, it's a very nebulous word in some ways and can take shape in different ways in different places. So, Lainey,
yes.
What's D-Team? Mm. And what happens for D-Team?
So, funnily enough, D-Team stands for Discipleship Team. So that's partly why we're here today, because that's a big part of what we do. So for us at 150, our D-Team has been running in one way, shape or form for probably 16 years. We didn't used to call it that, but we changed its name because that was its purpose. So it's a two-year program that our girls go through. So, yeah, for year 7 to 12, sometimes year 12s, very rarely year 12s. And for them, because we're a dance organisation, obviously involves a bit of extra dance for them, so they get the opportunity to pour more time into skill development and performance and that kind of stuff. And they love that part of it, absolutely, because it, you know, they come to be part of D-Team, they're invited, we send them a letter and say, you know, we see your leadership potential, your dance potential, your commitment level, your just, you know, your all-round amazing girls. And so we want to invite you to take part in this couple of years of extra dance and discipleship. And so not only do they get these extra kind of performance opportunities, but we also spend time exploring a lot of the issues that teenagers go through. It's a really tricky time of life. I'm sure you guys would all agree. And so we talk a lot about the specific issues and whether that's what, at the moment we've been looking at friendships and that just negotiating what life can look like, you know, as we deal with some of the tricky stuff that happens with friends. You know, we can talk about relationships, we can talk about stress and self-care and all sorts of different things that just seem to be needed in the lives of these girls. And so we have a number of leaders in each group that share. A lot of the way we do this is to get our leaders to actually share their own stories. So I think being able to have leaders who are authentic and who share their own journeys and talk about how they have actually negotiated some of these difficult stages of their life, and how Jesus has actually helped them through these stages of their life as well. You know, that's a big part of what we do each week. So, you know, we have that, I guess we have the dance side and then we have the sharing life side. You know, how can we encourage them and love them as they are growing up and coming against all the things that life throws at them? Yeah.
That's a pretty big answer. Do you find that in that scenario then that is also a space that opens up where the girls, and I said no boys?
No, I think...
Not that it's a problem.
I think it just, the addition of boys changes would change the dynamic a lot.
Yeah.
And that's not
don't
what
do
we're
it.
After in that space.
Just don't do it.
Because we want them to focus on them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So and that would probably highlight the next question I'd have, which is one I'm going to spring upon you. Would you find then that there are... conversations that the girls will have in this scenario that they wouldn't have anywhere else because it's that kind of space where it is only girls, where it is only discipleship conversation scenario?
Yeah, I think so. And sometimes they even say that to us, like we don't talk about this anywhere else. Like school has certain well-being things that they will run, and that's pretty normal for a school setting. But I think one of the differences is the safety and the acceptance that they feel in that space that, you know, and that gets built up over the course of the year and the next year as well. So, you know, you don't come in week one having these really deep conversations because they're not, like, ready for it, because you need to be in a space of safety and know that the people that you're talking to actually care about you and love you and are going to support you through whatever you say. So I think we have more opportunities to do that simply because of the environment that we create.
Yeah. So it's a big commitment.
It is.
Because you've got the regular dance classes and then D-Team on top of that. Mm-hmm. And then D-Team, as we've discovered today, they go and do performances other places.
Yeah.
Although probably not so much in the last 12 months.
A bit less.
What are the benefits that you're seeing or that you've seen over the years with doing the team? And what would the challenges be?
Yes. I think... I wrote some of this stuff down. What did I think? Benefits. I did write this down. I'm trying to figure out...
Are there benefits?
Yes, there are heaps of benefits. I think, firstly, just anything that you put extra time into is going to help improve what you're doing. So dance-wise, there's huge benefits because they've gone from... you know, one class a week to two. And so they're having the opportunity to have more poured into them, more chances to develop their skills. With the extra performances, then more opportunities to build their confidence. Like, it becomes more of a natural thing because, you know, not everyone loves being up in front of a whole lot of people. But the more they do it, the more comfortable and confident they feel within themselves. So I think that makes a really big difference. It is a challenge in terms of extra commitment, though, as well, because, you know, you have to say no to things sometimes. So, you know, anytime you add something extra in your life, often that means that you're going to have to take something else out. And so, you know, there are people that say no because, you know, they love netball or, you know, they have other things in their life that they, you know, are just as important to them. And that's okay, but we do feel sad when they have to say no. You know, obviously it's an extra financial commitment for people as well, but we try and make sure that that's, you know, we never want people to have to say no for that reason. So we try and make that as accessible as we can. Yeah, so I think that's probably the main things. I would say in general, the confidence gained would be some of the main benefits. The time spent in that extra time spent in an environment of support is pretty key as well in terms of their own kind of well-being, I suppose, and their own confidence. So, yeah, that'd be the main ones. And it's a long journey for some people too. Some people coming from Mount Barker or further out all the way to St Mary's every week, which is a pretty hefty drive. For a while, when we only had one team, we had people coming from as far as the Barossa Valley to St Mary's every week. And that's how much they wanted to be a part of this team. So I think that speaks volumes about what people are willing to do to be in this group.
And the sessions go for about an hour and a half, an hour and three quarters or something.
Yeah, that's right.
As well as, every weekly dance classes as well, too.
Yes. So a lot longer than our normal weekly dance class is just an hour. Whereas D team is either an hour and a half or an hour and three quarters, depending on location. But
another surprise question.
Good.
you wouldn't have done D team, would you have participated? So what were your memories of being discipled?
Oh, interesting. I kind of started going to church myself as a 15-year-old. At a Church of Christ, actually, so in Blackwood. And so I think initially just, I don't know, for me, I feel like discipleship is all about relationship. Yep. I think, you know, it's easy to think about discipleship sometimes as, oh, you know, if we put these people in a small group and that's our discipleship. Well, it can help, but for me, I think relationship is key. So I think of the people who poured time into me, both there and then when I moved into state and went to university and had other women who were a little bit older than me who poured time into me and encouraged me in my faith and in my life, then for me I feel like that's what discipleship, my experience of discipleship was like personally. Yeah.
Now you've got a couple of people who want to share.
Yes.
They might not want to share, but they're going to share.
Yes. Chelsea and Ellie, did you want to come out for us? You can take your mask off. Thanks, friends.
Is this working, boys? Number four? Oh, look at that. Who's going to go first?
What's next? It's different for everyone, really. I think that we love to have conversations with our girls about their dreams and what they want in their life, what they are passionate about. And so we want to encourage them in whatever that is, and that might be dance, and that might be getting more involved in 150 in some way. So some of our young people, even some of our D teamers already, they help out at their clubs, so they might help with some of the younger classes. We have class helpers that do the fun stuff, like making sure the kids go to the toilet and come back, making sure that they've got their drink bottles refilled or they've had a drink. And just being an extra person in their lives of the younger, it's like, I guess, that kind of passing on the baton almost, that, you know, we've had the opportunity as leaders to sow into them, but then they actually take that and they bring it to the younger students as well. Sometimes after D team, we have advanced teams and we have competition teams. So depending on what they're ready for and what they want to do, they might go into that. But yeah, we certainly love having them involved in their clubs afterwards, just as encouragement to some of the other students as well. Some of our students end up being 150 teachers. Often that can be a bit down the track, depending on their age and readiness and what 150 actually needs at the time. So, you know, we tend to have our teachers grown from within, because people understand the heart of 150 if they've been there, and we know them well, so we know that they're trustworthy and ready for that that step.
Beautiful. Yeah. Is there anything else that you would like to share about? Like, is there a core thing that you'd say, if this is the one thing about D team that I would like you to take away today, what would it be?
The power of authentic relationships. Yeah, I think the more I think about what discipleship looks like, and even thinking about how Jesus went about with his disciples, with his friends, and they stayed together and they went around sharing about who God was and loving people. And I just think that core relationship that he had with them is similar to what we hope to see with our people. So I just think that sort of authentic relationship and modelling and having those sort of leaders in the lives of young women that they can look up to and go, yes, this is the kind of person that I want to be, that's just key.
Beautiful. Thanks, Lainey.
No worries.
Let's pray. So again, our God, we continue to give you our thanks, not only for the presence of D-Team today, but also for the commitment of others who pour life into them. We give you thanks for that same kind of story to be in all our lives. For those who have experienced the blessing and the richness of somebody who invested, who cared, who saw potential, but also for those who need that and who are looking and hoping that maybe one day somebody would do that for them. Give us the courage also to be a person who invests life in others. Give us the grace to do so gently and at a pace that is suitable for them. And above all, our God, may our authentic relationship with Jesus be a model for others. May we continue to learn to follow in his footsteps, to follow alongside him. May we learn to live as he calls us to live, each in our own way, each following the pattern by which we have been made, but with authenticity, with a belief that we are worthy of both love and of loving, and of shaping the life of another in the way that you would have them live. For Lainey today and for her family, we give you our thanks, and for all the teachers of D-Team and 150, we give you our thanks for their commitment. We pray that you would continue to shape their lives and that they would find encouragement in the places where they need it most, so that they and us will continue to be the blessing you have called us and created us to be, here, now, and forevermore. Amen.
Do you mind if I very quickly plug this?
Oh, no, plug, yes.
If you like the sound of what I was talking about for young people, but you know someone or you are someone who's not a dancer, I also work for Scripture Union, and my job there is about girls' discipleship as well. And so I am starting a brand new camp with Scripture Union for girls aged year 7 to 12. It's this October long weekend, and we'll have a very similar feel in terms of these authentic relationships that are growing young people in their faith, giving them opportunity to explore their passions and what it looks like to use them to serve God, and just a whole lot of fun. So if you think, oh, you know, I wish my young person had the opportunity to be in that kind of environment, then there's something available for them too. Come see me afterwards and I can give you one of these.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thanks, Lainey. We're just going to go straight to D-Team dancing next. So we've got the entire squad who's present today to come and dance.